This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
As the American taxpayer is on the hook for roughly $5 million a day to border wall building contractors, the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is going to be hit with another wave of humanity very soon. Let's get an update from the region. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Close to a dozen Republican governors spent their Wednesday at the U.S.-Mexico border with Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. One of those, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey, who describes a surge of illegal immigrants at his state's southern border with Mexico.
The border sector in Yuma has had more than a 1,000% increase in apprehensions compared to last year, the highest increase among all sectors. The Tucson sector has seen more than a 200% increase in apprehensions.
The Biden administration claims they are deporting more illegal immigrants and have repeatedly stated the border is closed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Just days after Attorney General Merrick Garland released a memo instructing the FBI and Justice Department lawyers to investigate and prosecute school board protesters, a conflict of interest claim against Merrick Garland has come to light. It turns out Mr. Garland's daughter married Alexander Tanner in 2018. The company they own, Panorama Education out of Boston, Massachusetts, sells data mining products like CRT materials that include equity and inclusion surveys. Their customers? Public school boards. Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that when the Department of Justice classifies unruly parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, it threatens free speech.
Genuine protests. For example, in New York now, there are parents who are getting together to protest against critical race theory, which is really uncritical race theory. That is, if you criticize race theory or if you criticize anybody who promotes race theory, you're regarded as a racist. So parents object to that, and they should object to it. If I were a parent, I would object to propagandizing my students in school. And they have a perfect right to do that. What they don't have a right to do is threaten to hurt or to do violence to teachers or to administrators. And that's a line that I would hope the Justice Department would keep clearly in mind, at the same time always erring on the side of permitting freedom of expression, even if it's unruly.
Former Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Maybe some in the Biden administration thought so, but here's what the latest Quinnipiac poll is stating about how President Biden is handling the top issues, okay? These are the top issues according to the American people. Let's start with the coronavirus pandemic. 48% approve of how he's handling the pandemic. 50% disapprove. The economy, now this is when we start really going into a nosedive here. 39% approve of how he's handling the economy. 55% say no bueno. Foreign policy, 34%. Remember, this is his strength. Only 34% approve. 58% says, you know, get it out of here. It's not working. Mexican border, even worse. Only 23% approve. And 67% disprove regarding taxes. And this is taxes without us realizing. I mean, we just see what's happening, as he would say, on the horizon as far as taxes are going. And it's 37% of America approves of how Biden is handling taxes. 54% disapprove. And, of course, this is before we do anything with the budget reconciliation, that $3.5 trillion, which probably is going to go away. But what they'll probably do is come up with a creative way to cut it in half. And instead of doing it over 10 years, they'll do it 5 years, but tell everybody, see, it's all sleight of hand. And they figure, okay, 5 years as good as 10, because it's going to put the Republicans and anybody else in a tough position, because after you've given everybody a taste of all this free stuff, how can you be so mean to take it away? Well, with us right now is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Bark, joins us. Megan, the numbers not looking muy bueno for Mr. President.
Yes, I saw that, and I want to know who those 39% of the people are that think he's doing just a bang-up swell job.
Yes.
I haven't met anybody, quite frankly, that believes that this president is doing a great job. And we see this illustrated in the chants, whether they be at the football games, the collegiate football games, NASCAR, the Giants game in New York, I believe it was, this past weekend, even New Yorkers who tend to lean to the left of Stalin are saying, you know, F Joe Biden. I went grocery shopping, and it used to be one of my favorite things to do, actually. Just, you know, I could just peruse the aisles and get what I needed and take some time. I didn't answer my phone. I went yesterday, and I don't like it anymore because of the pandemic, but I never wear a mask. One, a mask does not protect you from a virus. Two, it's very unhealthy. But I noticed that half the people in the store weren't wearing one. And then when I went to check out, when I grabbed, I always grab a certain thing in there at this one store, it's gone up $1 a pound.
Wow.
Now, when you amortize it over how often I buy it, right, which is about once a week, on that one item alone, I am spending an extra $30 a month. That is that hits me in my pocketbook.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll buy it less. So we're seeing the inflation. We're seeing the discontent amongst college students and sports fans in general, NASCAR to football, et cetera, a baseball game, you name it. And that's why I say I wonder who this 39% of these people are, because if I'm getting hit in the pocketbook, and I would consider myself middle class, this inflation and these taxes that we have not realized yet, okay, it's going to get worse before it gets better. So who's really suffering under this administration are the people that are struggling to make ends meet, the ones that maybe used to work two or three jobs to make ends meet, now maybe work one because perhaps their restaurant closed during the pandemic. Right.
Or maybe the restaurant is now telling the people you have to get vaccinated or give up your job.
Correct.
And that's correct. Coming into play increasingly as well. Yeah, go ahead.
I also started a new position this week. We launched the Nevada Globe, where I am editor-in-chief. And it's a new news site specifically focused on politics and policy throughout Nevada with a pro-growth objective. Lots of room, obviously, for that type of media, since predictably our media here in the state, as well as nationwide, is very reflective of and predictable of protecting Democrats.
Right.
So since I've started this week, I've already had people reach out to me, candidates, politicians, seated politicians. I have a great interview with an assemblyman from Nevada that I actually encourage everyone to read because he's a really refreshing interview about how this guy had his own business, decided to run for politics, and he still wears a cowboy hat. He's very a well-spoken individual. Well, nonetheless, I had a professor reach out to me from UNR, which is the University of Nevada, Reno, and they are also forcefully mandating their staff. So if not everyone is vaccinated by December 1st, they're simply going to fire them. And this translates into thousands of faculty members.
You see, Megan, the people need to wise up and understand where this policy, the genesis of this policy, the Joe Biden administration realized on a federal level they couldn't do it. But if they could push it down in the local levels, in schools, institutions, and businesses in corporate America, then they get what they wanted. And, of course, let's not forget that anything that comes with the federal government, how many exemptions are in play here? How many people are getting a free get-out-of-jail card, and it doesn't matter? So, you know, this is the thing that galls me, is that if there can be an exception for certain people, well, what's the big whoop here? Why are we firing people and people who are really very talented that we're no longer going to have the services of because of some stupid mandate that is unscientific?
Well, and keep in mind, I'm talking about collegiate professors who mostly hold a higher degree in education, like PhDs, for example. PhDs, according to polls and studies, are the most resistant to get this vaccine. PhDs are the most resistant to get
this
vaccine.
Tell you? What does that tell you?
Well, exactly. Now, when you go across the pond and you look at Denmark and Sweden, yesterday, the news was is that they discontinued the Moderna vaccine. They shelved it. It's not going to be available anymore for people 30 years old and under. Why? Because there has been too many adverse events in that subset of patients, and specifically myocarditis amongst young men.
Right.
If Sweden and Denmark are following the science, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, what science are we following?
Right.
Well, see, this is the question, and then they wonder why there's vaccine hesitancy. No, it's not vaccine hesitancy. It's a desire for knowledge, intelligence, something that makes sense and reasonable, not something that seems to be pell-mell and helter-skelter. I mean, we understand science isn't exact. It's about discovery. But we're approaching it, according to Fauci, like he's a god, and whatever he dictates and whatever the WHO dictates, and throw in Mark Zuckerberg in there too, is what it's all about, right?
It's nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
We're talking with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and we're just talking about inflation. Megan, I don't know if you saw this. The New York Post is reporting that the cost of inflation to American households, can you believe this, and extra, I mean, you were talking a buck. you know, for something that you enjoy with regularity. We're not even talking gas. We're just talking food in the grocery store. But according to their estimates for households earning the U.S. medium annual income of about $70,000, the current inflation rate has forced them to spend another $175 a month, to your point.
Right. And, you know, this is the lessons, the simple lessons that you can learn, you know, at the grocery store. My dad and my stepmom are on a fixed income. You know, they're senior citizens. Their prices for their food, and they go weekly, they buy a lot of fresh, have gone up 30% to 40%.
Wow.
So on a limit, on a fixed income like theirs, which is not, I believe, $70,000 a year, they're really feeling the impact.
Well, it's not like that they can all of a sudden say, well, honey, you know, I got to leave the house for a couple of hours. I got to go be a greeter at Walmart, you know, to make up the difference. I mean, you know, you just don't have that capability anymore. And, oh, you better make sure before you do that that you're vaccinated and you got your card.
Oh, right, exactly. And this forced vaccination is probably one of the most frightening things I've seen. Never in the history of a pandemic have we fired healthcare workers and opened the southern border.
Exactly.
And this is exactly what this administration is doing, forcing the termination of those people who worked around the clock for months, 15 months, 14 months, 13 months. These frontline healthcare workers, as they're called, the nurses, the doctors, et cetera, the EMTs, they were working during COVID without a vaccination, and
exactly.
They came out on the other side just fine. So this is why we need to have a discussion of natural immunity.
Studies without a doubt.
Why
is that so conveniently omitted from the conversation? This has been going on for a long time. You and I talked about it. I'm naturally immune. My doctor, I mean, and I was on top of this. I mean, immediately, once I realized that I had COVID, I wanted to find out what happened. You know, what's going on with my body, the antibody numbers and that sort of thing. And then studying, you know, outside, you know, you had that 80,000 test case of, it wasn't a test case, it was a real case of study of what happened in Israel, and they determined that if you've been naturally immunized because you got the virus, you were anywhere from 6 to 13 times better than the synthetic vaccination.
Because these mandates have nothing to do with immunity.
Mm-hmm.
They have, because if you've gotten the two jabs and the three boosters or whatever it is now, you're still not fully vaccinated.
Right.
I mean, do people realize that? If you are getting boosters, you are not fully vaccinated. You're never fully vaccinated with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not about, and you certainly aren't immune if you get the vaccine, because we have breakthrough cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the CDC and the CDC changed the definition of a vaccine from prevention to protection. Why would they change the definition? A vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting the disease.
Exactly.
And they just simply changed it to, you know, basically protection. I can't remember the exact words. This is an important distinction.
Right.
Because that's why I don't like to call these gene therapies that are being forced on everybody vaccines, because of the breakthrough cases and because you're never fully vaccinated, because you have to get boosters for, I don't know, the rest of your life. We really don't know. We're all we're just basically guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole treatment, therapy, whatever you want to call it, has nothing to do with immunity. It has everything to do with forced vaccination.
Well, yeah, and look at the manipulation that they're doing against these monoclonal, you know, therapies. You know, they're getting in the way of this, you know, constantly. So, you know, it really leads you to believe, Megan, if they were really sincere about getting on top of this, they would move away from, you know, the political tentacles of what this is representing. I mean, we're to the point now where you get talking heads on TV spreading this gospel that has been approved by those elites that say, okay, this is what the news operations are going to talk about it, and this is how they're going to word it, is now it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And how dare you? I mean, even Howard Stern is playing into this. It's like, really? I mean, you're going to sell yourself out, you know, to this kind of insanity? I mean, wait until we get to the other side of this, Megan, and then we realize all the BS that was put out there, all these celebrities that said, oh, you must get vaccinated and everything, and then we find out the real truth of all this stuff and realize that people were getting over-medicated. They were taking vaccines that were not appropriate for, you know, for their bodies and for their chemistry and that. I'm telling you, there is so much yet to understand about this. And again, everybody can make their choice. I'm not telling people not to take the vaccine. I mean, you do whatever. This is a free country still. Whatever freedom is left, it's still free. Exercise your freedom. God bless you for doing that. However, I'm just asking these questions, and this is a conglomerate of questions that our audience is asking as well, Megan.
Well, I think our audience should also be asking why there aren't forced vaccinations on the third world invaders that are coming through our southern border.
Exactly.
We have 179 different countries represented in those that are illegally crossing our border, and the Biden administration is not forcefully vaccinating them. They are dumping these unvaccinated migrants into unknown areas across the United States. It's a catch-and-release system, basically. If they're caught, they're released into the interior. Without vaccination, why the double standard?
Exactly. Well,
do they
even more
care
so.
About brown people?
Yeah, even more so. They don't care about Americans, it would seem, because what's happened, I mean, COVID is one thing, but we already know, and we've argued this for decades. The CDC has been aware of this. Is migrants coming in from third world countries carry a different level of infection and viruses and diseases, some diseases that we've gotten rid of, you know, for decades. Now, all of a sudden, they're being reintroduced into the population by who? By illegal immigrants. And the government is facilitating this without any kind of concern and any kind of response to this. They just go, hey, we know better, and we're shoving them into the interior, and we didn't vet them on many levels, including their health. What kind of diseases are they bringing into the country? Forget about COVID. COVID is just one of how many other, you know, measles, chickenpox. What other things that they could be bringing into the country that they have been fortified in their third world country, and now they're going to introduce it as carriers into this country? And we've known that this has happened before, but, you know, the CDC and our government continues to hide it because they think that the American people are stupid and not deserving of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
I wrote a piece about 5 years ago under the Obama administration related to what you're exactly saying. It's called The Viral and Deadly Diseases of Legal and Illegal Immigration. The Viral and Deadly Diseases. When I did the research in order to publish this piece, I was shocked because the CDC, through a FOIA request issued by Judicial Watch, is caught in emails admitting that there were tuberculosis spikes throughout the U.S. that was specific to refugee populations, but they did not report it publicly in fear of being apolitically correct, meaning they did not want to disparage a group of refugees by reporting a tuberculosis outbreak.
Unbelievable.
Can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. This is what's happening. Again, you know, the elites, the ruling elites, look at Americans as being dumb and stupid. I mean, listen to what Jonathan Gruber said. Remember, when he was one of the architects of the Obamacare boondoggle. I still say it's a boondoggle because at the end of the day, are you better off with Obamacare or are you worse off? And I think that maybe some people might say they're better off, but the majority of Americans would say, what a mess, and what a, you know, the mess that it created on our health care system. And Jonathan Gruber said that they purposely made it complex because the American people were too stupid to understand. Imagine that. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
That we're back. Welcome. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, you know, with all that is going on in the world, educating children provides some unique challenges. And for those of you that do teach, you understand what I'm talking about. Even from parents with young kids, you know what we're talking about. Well, here to talk about a new breakthrough teaching method is education expert Ana Maria Chavez, who is the chief impact officer for Encantos. Chavez is here to discuss how a new app-based story teaching platform can help children learn the critical skills they need to succeed in the 21st century. Ana Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, this is awesome. I love technology, and I love when we can use technology to help kids learn. This is exciting news here.
Thank you. Well, we're very excited about what we've created in Encantos, and a lot of it came through just the empathy we have for both teachers, but parents and caregivers, and we clearly know the challenges kids are facing today.
Well, let's expand on that just a bit, because, you know, especially for households that don't have kids at school or, you know, maybe what they're seeing on television, this sort of thing, you know, from your viewpoint, tell us the challenges of teaching children today.
Well, as a parent, I had a child at home during the pandemic, and, you know, I saw that not only he, but other children across the country were struggling to figure out how do I continue being, you know, enthused about learning every day. And we know that the kitchen table became the classroom, right? So parents and caregivers became teachers. And we saw the opportunity great, fun, digital story teaching platform to help parents supplement what kids are learning during the classroom day.
Exactly. Well, you know, for many of the parents, realizing that their brain is a muscle, that the child's brain needed to be exercised, that they just couldn't sit there and not do anything, that it was important to keep their brains exercised and active, right?
No, absolutely. And what we also know is that, you know, kids are learning the basic skills in school, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But we wanted to help kids after school, right, where school teachers leave off. And we already know kids are on devices, right? All you have to do is go to a restaurant or see kids at home on their devices. We wanted to ensure that the littlest of kids, whether they're, you know, 3 years old or 12 years old, that they had a place to go that was safe, online, and that it was a curated platform with audio and video and books and interactive games that help kids learn what is often lacking in the traditional educational environment. So we're helping bring to life these amazing life skills, learning skills, and literacy skills.
That's awesome. We touched on story teaching just a moment ago, but I want you to unfold that a little bit more and the difference that it makes and the difference, you know, between that, the story teaching method, and other education methods.
Sure. So we know based on research that kids learn best through stories. We all remember the lessons learned when our grandparents, right, sat us down and told us stories, and in my culture, you know, dichos, you know, things that we learn through stories. And so we basically created this digital platform that embeds story teaching. So what does that mean? Well, our app brings to life these enchanting stories and matches them with the science of learning. We curate the world's best creators from around the globe who have stories that tell these great and teach these skills and engage kids in a very powerful way. So our story teachers are educators with superpowers. And their superpowers are basically the ability to, you know, to help and grab kids' attentions online and teach them these skills in a way that makes sense to a small child.
Now, we talk about skills, but precisely what will the kids be learning from these story teachers?
A great question. So we're focused, again, on teaching the new fundamentals, learning, literacy, and life skills. So, for example, what is a life skill? Adaptability, compassion, empathy, right? And these are skills not only that kids need, but they're going to need as adults when they go into the workplace. We're going to teach them learning skills such as creative problem solving, communicating effectively with others, collaborating, and literacy skills, which is, you know, again, more than reading. We're going to be teaching kids about financial literacy, you know, how to save money. They're going to learn about digital literacy, multilingualism, you know, bilingual opportunities, and they're going to learn around the environment that they live in and civics. So, again, we're going to teach learning, literacy, and life skills that kids will need in this really fundamentally changed world.
Well, we're talking with Ana Maria Chavez, and what a background. Your interest in serving others brought you to Washington, D.C. You held numerous posts in President Clinton's administration, including senior policy advisor to former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Rodney Slater. Later returned to your home state of Arizona to serve as Deputy Chief of Staff for Urban Relations and Community Development under then-Governor Janet Napolitano. Fascinating background. I mean, this must be an incredible ride for you. But this is kind of the road of service where it takes you to places that otherwise you may not be able to experience, right?
Well, I've been very blessed, and I grew up in a household that community service is front and center, giving back. So I have spent the last few decades, actually, in public service, and it's one of the reasons I'm very proud to be at Encantos, because we're a public benefit corporation. So we live every day with purpose, and we know we're creating things that are going to have an impact on how kids learn. And as a child of, you know, a family that really struggled to ensure we had the financial resources we need, but education was the key, you know, to unlock a very powerful future, not only for me, but for kids like me. And
exactly.
So, again, having worked with kids, you know, as the head of the Girl Scouts. I work with millions of girls across the globe. I know what an education will do, and we know that kids are using technology today, and parents need help figuring out where's the safe and trusted place to go for my kid to learn online. And we've done that in Encantos, again, with some very creative story teachers that are teaching skills that, you know, I wish that we were being taught in school way back when.
Yes.
But the opportunity is here and now, and we're excited to partner with parents and caregivers.
Well, this is what I enjoy about experience. I tell my kids all the time, it defines preference. We've learned a lot over the years, and with this new technology and getting the feedback from the kids, we're seeing what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, congratulations on all the great work at Encantos and what you're doing there. And especially, as you know, as we continue to promote education, because education is key. Because, you know, what are you talking about? Less than 0.5% are going to be superstar athletes that go on to make bazillions. So the rest of us, non-athletic types or just not able to operate at that level, we have to appreciate that education is the door opener. What do you hope to accomplish by launching this new app?
Well, we know that there are 2 billion children in the world under the age of 14. Who need to learn the new fundamentals to thrive in this changing world. The pandemic really opened our eyes to the fact that not everybody's on the same platforms, right? We're starting at different stages. And so our goal is to serve and inspire all kids to want to learn and to live an impactful life. And we know that 50% of children today are diverse. So we're proud to offer a culturally diverse story teaching platform for parents to supplement their children's learning. We know that we have to partner with teachers today, and they're doing a great job across the country and the globe, but we know that learning doesn't stop at the schoolhouse door. It goes into our living rooms. It goes into our community centers. And so we know we needed to bring this platform to life. To help kids and families across the world. And so our hope is that your listeners will, you know, go to our website, EncantosWorld.com, download this app, Encantos app in the Apple Store. If you don't have children, you know, I'm sure you have family that have small children in your household. Our focus is on, you know, kids 1 to 12, and, you know, it's a great gift for your grandchildren. So we're hoping that people embrace this new technology and this new app and give a gift to a child in their life today.
Ana Maria Chavez, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate your time. You take care.
Thank you, Bill.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'll oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Welcome, as always, Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Ted Baer from Movie Guide to talk about movies and all kinds of things in our entertainment cultural world. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, you know, every time I talk to you, I feel like the day is getting better. So this is all good news.
Well, that's my goal. I want to make your day, Dr. Ted, if that's okay. That comes from an old mentor of mine.
Right now, Bill, I'm preparing for, you know, I just got back from my son's wedding in New Orleans.
Congratulations.
The last of my four children to get married. He's a major in the Marine Corps. He was in charge of domestic affairs as a, you know, as an attorney and appointee at the White House that we can't talk about. And he had been a U.S. attorney in New Orleans, so he's settling in New Orleans. He's finally found a wife after 39 wow. years. I'm so happy. And now I got
well,
to
congratulations.
And do all our big stuff. So it's crunch time. So you give me a little pause in all that crunch time, and I thank you for that.
Well, good. Well, my honor and pleasure to do so. Semper Fi to your son. Being a former Marine, you know, it's all part of the fraternity. So whenever we hear a Marine, our hand goes over our heart and we're grateful to have served our country and be a part of it. Real quick before we get into some of the topics here, I had a chance to see the Jesus music documentary from the Irwin Brothers. Have you had a chance to see this?
Yeah, we reviewed it and we liked it. We thought it was pretty good. You know, they do these, I love these things. But every year we review one of these. So the year before was Greg Laurie had done one on the history of Christian music. And, of course, if you're as old as I am, which you're not, I hope, you remember Christian music back in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. And then they always started a different date than the date I would have started them. But I think Greg Laurie started with the Jesus movement, and I think they did too, but it's all good. I mean, this is great. I mean, it's like once upon a time, I don't know if you remember, I think I told you I showed The Passion of Christ to some pastors, and they say, why do we need another Jesus film? We already have the Jesus film. And I said, that's interesting. At that time, Billy Graham was alive, so this pastor, I said, we've got Billy Graham. Why do we need another preacher? And I think we should need different, you know, we have about 250 Jesus movies out there, and they reach different personalities, and these films reach different personalities. So I knew the producer.
Just like different radio shows. I mean, no one radio show, you know, captivates 100% of the audience. I mean, we're lucky to get 2-3%, if that. So, you know, to your point, it is a diverse group, and hey, people like different flavors.
More.
So why not? Exactly, without
we
a doubt.
More.
Yeah, and this music for me was a walk down memory lane, you know, bringing, you know, Chuck Smith back into focus, the early days, because I was around as Christian music was, I guess, being revived in a sense and was redefining itself as it all seemed to culminate and centralize itself in Nashville. You had a lot of talent there, and it just seemed like it was the perfect time to bring everybody together. And as you go through the evolution of Christian music, if I might say, from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and one part in particular was Michael W. Smith, that incredible worship album that he put out in 2001, and how God woke him up and said, you know, for such a time as this, and kept waking for such a time, and he kept kind of kicking at the goats, not sure what was happening until he pressed down and realized that God wanted him to do this worship album. And of course, this was all preceded what happened on 9/11 at a time when people were, you know, God knew there was going to be that time where people were going to turn to him. And this album was going to be very instrumental in comforting people that had just experienced something that was unheard of previously.
And he's a friend of yours and a friend of mine. You know, you should have done the review for Movie God. I think I had some 20-year-old do the review. You should have done it. And I can
happy
fire
to
the
serve.
That's
no, 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 don't, no, don't you dare fire him. No, happy to serve. If there's anything I can do for Movie God, you know, Ted, I'll come alongside you. But yeah, all that to say, it's out now. Enjoy it. Go down and walk down memory lane, and I dare you to come away from that movie and not want to re-engage with worship music.
Well, you remember the days since you and I go back, you know, and some of my favorite people, Pat Boone is one of my favorite people,
yes.
A lot of people from that era who were, but they did a different type of music. You're right. They did beautiful music. It was just, it was different. So, and Pat has come to every one of our galas. And he's one of my closest friends.
What a
sweet
man.
I just don't want people. I don't want people to forget that there were predecessors. You know, there are people
exactly.
out there who've been doing this for a long time, and they just did it differently. That's all,
Without a doubt.
And Dolly Parton loves us. You know, in Dollywood, she only has two awards that she ours. That she puts up. She doesn't put up her Academy Awards. She doesn't put up her Emmys. She doesn't put up her Music Awards. She puts up the Movie God Awards. And she gets in touch with us. And she said, they just got in touch with us. Will you watch my next show? And I
absolutely.
Said, no, I don't know who you are. So, you know,
yes,
you're not
right,
of the modern generation. So forget it.
You have so much fun. I love your honoriness from time to time. Hey, let's talk about Chip and Dale, Park Life.
Well,
you did a review on
that? Again, it shows my age, not yours. Chip and Dale used to be my favorite. They were wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they continue to do Chip and Dale. But more than that, I'm glad that a lot of them are really very Christian. And they have a very Christian name to them. And they have Christian themes to them. And they're funny. And they're very funny. They're not. Of course, these were shorts for a long time. So, you know, they're not always exactly the high-quality Disney of Frozen or whatever. But they certainly are beautifully done. First episode of the new Chip and Dale is Thou Shalt Nut in UT Steal. I don't know where they got that from. Do you think they got that from the Bible?
Maybe.
Half of the titles here are just titles taken straight from the Bible, and they tell you biblical stories, and they do it in a very positive and funny way, because Chip and Dale love each other, but they always fight. I don't mean love in a bad way, but they're always fighting with each other, as who's going to get us. And they're always fighting with the dog, Pluto, and he's always getting the bad end of the situation. So it's funny. It's good. And every one of them has you know, a moral virtue to it. And there are 10 episodes. I can tell you what each episode is, but I don't think you'd want me to do that right now.
Well, but they can check it out for themselves, and this is great family entertainment, and especially for mom and dads, because, like you said, Ted, we'll go back and remember what it was like when we were kids growing up watching Chip and Dale, right?
Yeah, and it was fun.
Yeah.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
And it's still moral.
Thank Without
God.
A doubt. How about No Time to Die?
No Time to Die is the most personal of, you know, the James Bond movies. He's actually has a woman that he's actually interested in. He's not, it's not like the early movies with Sean Connery where he's seen in bed and then he's seen in bed again. This is not that James Bond. He's actually got one, somebody he loves. He thinks that she might be working for the villain. There's a new villain in town. People are being killed. You know, it's not just Spectre, but there's somebody worse than Spectre. How can you get worse than Spectre?
Right.
Worse than the communists, but it's not Nancy Pelosi. So anyway, he has to figure out how to solve it, and he thinks that Madeline, his beloved, has betrayed him. And Felix, the American CIA agent, dies, and James Bond has been retired, replaced by a woman. He gets called back into the office. Thank God. And the villain's name is Safin, to rhyme with Satan, and they pronounce it like it's Satan. So it's interesting, it's exciting, but like every James Bond, there's a lot of violence, and we just have to give it a minus two because of violence. And the foul language is limited; it's less than 15, but it's got two strong profanities. So, you know, I'd love to say James Bond was for every age group. It's not. It's for mature audiences, and mature audiences who can take violence. My wife cannot take violence, so forget that. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. God's Not Dead, We the People.
Oh, I love it. I just love it. And again, here's the story where I had one of our young reviewers do it, and then I saw it, and I loved it. Now, you know, all of the God's Not Dead are a little talky. And if you can get over that, I believe that there's, like gospel music, that there are many different types of movies. You know, there are movies that are didactic. There are movies that are musicals. My father did those. There are movies that are comedies. There are westerns. There are sci-fi, which are just westerns in the sky, as Gene Roddenberry told me when we were working together on a series for ABC. So, you know, God's Not Dead, We the People is about a homeschooling group sponsored by a church. And, of course, David White is the pastor of the church, but he's just Pastor David here. And they are being closed down by, you know, an inspection that they're not teaching political correctness. They're not teaching all of the gender fluidity. So they go to Washington to fight for their rights, and they have to meet some really mean congressional committee. They thought they were actually going there to get a chance, and the congressional committee is just assembling information on how horrible Christians are. So it's a very strong Jeopardy movie. Can they win? Can Christians still homeschool their children? It's very contemporary. It's things we're facing today. And I recommend it to parents and their children.
Dr. Ted Baer, he's the CEO of Movie Guide. Ted, thank you as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. God bless.
Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.